Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Grace and Tony with your 10 a.m. Zedlines. The only survivor of a fatal three-car crash on the Bruce Highway was charged with three counts of murder yesterday morning. The 25-year-old from Yandina is accused of veering onto the wrong side of the highway and into the path of an oncoming ute last Friday. The driver's passenger and the two people inside the ute all died in the crash.
Queensland is set to extend the fire ant control zone into New South Wales in a bid to prevent further infestations. The state government's four-year plan includes setting up a 10-kilometre band around the infestation zones, stretching from Moreton Bay to the Tweed Shire, and will seek to enforce penalties to those who breach the Biosecurity Act. Queensland's Agriculture Minister, Mark Ferner, says the program shows that Australian governments are serious about enforcing the rules, and those who breach the Act can face up to penalties of $470,000.
In national news, just a trigger warning for this one, the following story mentions suicide. A new report published today found that nearly half of Indigenous LGBTQIA plus youth have attempted suicide at some point in their life. The survey titled the Walkin Katajin Rainbow Knowledge Survey also found that 1 in 5 queer Indigenous youth surveyed attempted to take their own life in the past year. Lead author of the survey, Shakara Little-Lohan, says the results were shocking, but not unexpected.
Indigenous Football Australia has called on the World Cup for more investments into First Nations programs after facing exclusions from the Football Australia's Legacy 23 plan. Dr. Karen Menzies, co-chair of FAIR Football's National Indigenous Advisory Group, says there must be an enduring commitment to the needs of First Nations people within football. Football Australia's Legacy 23 plan has unlocked more than $350 million in infrastructure funding, according to an update released just prior to the World Cup.
In international news, Nigeria's central bank governor, Godwin Emefiele, has appeared in court pleading not guilty to two counts of illegal possession of a firearm and ammunition. The politician was arrested by state secret police in June and suspended from his duties by President Bola Tinubu. According to Al Jazeera, Emefiele has been known for using unorthodox policies to keep Nigeria's naira currency artificially strong.
For your weather today, Brisbane is partially cloudy. It is currently 15 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 22. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 4, which is in the moderate band.
That's all for your news at 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zzz.org.au to read more.